Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom, by the word Abichilkia. So it says the Gemara, Abichilkia Barbarei Dechoini Amagul Hava. Abichilkia was the grandson, a son of Chini Amagul. V'chimitzuch Amul Lemitra, and the world needed rain, have a Meshadri Rabbanon Legabe, so the Rabbanon would send someone to Abichilkia. Ubayi Rachamei V'asei Mitra, he would daven and it would rain. Zim Nechada, on one specific instance, Itzruch Amul Lemitra, the world needed rain. So Shadr Rabbanon Zugad Rabbanon Legabe. So they sent a pair of Rabbanon to Abichilkia. Lemibayi Rachamei Denesei Mitra, that he should daven and it should rain. Azul Beisei, they get to his house, they see that he's not home. Azul Bedabra, they go to the field, and they see that he's plowing the field. So Yavule Shalma, they give him a Shalma Lechem, and he doesn't return the greeting. Bepani in the afternoon, Kevin Menake Tzive, when he was gathering, some wood. So Darat Tzive Umara Bechad Katfa, Uglima Bechad Katfa. So he carried the wood and the shovel on one shoulder, and his shirt on the other shoulder. Kula Orcha, the entire way back home, Loisayim Misane, he didn't put on his shoes. Kimata Lamaya Sayim Misane, when he got to water, he put on his shoes. Kimata Lizmi Vihigi, when he got to some thorns. Dalinu Lamane, he picked up his pants. Kimata Lamasa, when he got to his town. Nafka Debisu, his wife came out to greet him and she was all dressed up. When they got to his house, first he had his wife walk in, and then he himself walked in, and then he had the guest, the Rabbanon, walk in. Yasev v'karich rifta, he sat down to eat some bread. V'yamarlu l'Rabbanon to kruchu, and he didn't invite the Rabbanon over to eat some bread with him. Palag rifta linuka, he gave some bread to his children. L'kishisha chada ulezutra trey, to his older son he gave one slice of bread, and to the younger son he gave 2 slices. Amarlu de debisu, he says to his wife, yadani the Rabbanon misham mitrukasu, I know already that the Rabbanon are here, they want us to daven for rain. Nisik l'igra, let's go to the roof. V'nibayi rachme, we'll daven together for rain. After the meratzia kadosh baruch hu v'yasei mitra, maybe we'll appease the kadosh baruch hu and he'll make it rain. V'leinachzuk tivusa l'nafshin, and in this way the rabbanon won't realize that we did it and they won't owe us a karas hatayif. So saku ligra, they go up to the roof. Kamihu b'chadas avisa, his wife stood in one corner of the roof. V'ihu b'chadas avisa, he stood in the other corner. And kadem shaluk anani mehachz avisa did the bisu. And lemaisa, the rain clouds came first to the side, to the corner that his wife was standing. Kinachas, when he comes back down, so Amar Lehu, he says to the Rabbanan, Amai Yas Asu Rabbanan, Nu, so why did you come? Samrule, Shadrulan Rabbanan, Lagabe de Marlam, Mibai Rachmi Amitra, we were sent here by the Rabbanan to ask you to daven that it should rain. So Amar Lehu, so Abichilki says to them, Baruch HaMakam, Shalhut Shachas Chema Abichilkia, Baruch Hashem, you don't even need me anymore because look, it's raining. So Amrule, they say to him, not so fast. Yadina de Mitra Machus Maru Dasa, we know that the rain came because of you. But can you please answer a few questions that we have? Those are so many strange things we just saw. Can you please clarify them? Number one, my time kiyahivna mar shalma loyazbal and marape. How come when we said shalom aleichem he didn't respond? Samar lehu, he said schir yoimavoy, because I'm a worker. Vamina loyepkar loyipagar, and I can't just be bottle. I'm not going to take off of work. I'm being paid for my work. I can't just stop to say hello. My time adar mar tzive achad katfe uglima achad katfe. Now, why did you carry all the wood on one shoulder and then your shirt on the other shoulder? So Amar Lehu, he said to them, because talis shu'ula haisa, because it's a borrowed talis, lahachi sha'ali, lahachi loy sha'ali. I borrowed it to wear it, I didn't borrow it, that I should put wood on top of it. So I wasn't allowed to. Now my time akula orcho l'sayim mar misane v'kimati l'maya sayim misane. How come you didn't wear shoes the whole time? And then when you got to the water, that's when you put on your shoes. Very strange. So Amar Lehu, he says to them, because kula orcho chazena, when I'm walking on the road, I see the floor, I see where I'm walking. I don't need to have my shoes. But my, like a chazina, when I'm walking in water, I don't see what's beneath me, and therefore I need to put on the shoes. My time, how come when you got to the thorns, you rolled up your pants? If anything, most people would do the opposite. You would want your pants there to protect you. So he said to them, my skin will heal itself. My pants don't heal themselves. If my skin gets a cut, okay, it'll get better. My pants, if they get ripped, so it doesn't just heal by itself. It costs money. So my time akimata mar lamasa anafka debisu demar kimikashta. Now how come when you got to the town, your wife came out and she was all dressed up? Amar lahu, he said to them, kadesho etin enai b'yishacharis. I don't, so that my eyes don't look at another woman. Now my time aile hi bereisha v'hadar ayo mar abasar v'hadar ayelina anan. How come the order was that first your wife walked into the house, and then you, and then us? Why weren't you mechabed us to walk in first? Samar lahu, he said to them, mishum delay bit kisuli, because I don't know you. I never checked into you. I don't know if you're anashim ksherim, and therefore I didn't want you to be alone with my wife. My time akikarach my riftole amar lu esi kruchu. How come you didn't invite us to eat some bread with you when you were eating? So he said, mishum delay nafisha rifta, because I didn't have a lot. I knew you, if I took it out, you were going to say no anyways. Vamina le achzegu rabban in tivusa bechina. So I didn't want you to owe me a karas atayv, to feel like you owed me a karas atayv, when anyways I don't really have bread, enough bread. I knew you were going to say no anyways, and therefore I figured I'm not even going to offer it to you. My time ayahiv marli nuka kshisha chada rifto lezutra trey. How come you gave the older child one slice, and the younger child, who's smaller, him you gave him two slices? Samar lahu, he explained, because hi koi bebesa. My older son, he's in the house, that's where he learns, and therefore he's around the food all the time, he doesn't need more than one slice of bread. Vahai, but the younger child, yasa bebe kanishta, so his malamed is in the shul, he's not around the house, and therefore he doesn't have food, so he needed two pieces of bread. My time akadim salak anane. How come the clouds came first? Mehach zavisa davis kaima debisu, from the corner that your wife was standing, debisu demar, that your wife was standing, la nana dide, and those came before the clouds that went to your corner. So he said, mishum deista deitza shricha bebesa, because a woman, she's always in the house, v'yav ariftalaniye. So when the poor person comes for tzedakah, she's able to give him not just money, she's able to give him actual fresh bread that he's able to eat right away. U'mekar v'haniyasa, so the hana is right away, he gets the benefit from it right away. But when I give tzedakah, so I don't give bread, I give money. Money is something that the poor person then has to go buy the food, so it's not, the hana is not as close. So the clouds came first to my wife's side. Inami, for a different reason, is that Hanu Bir Yoini to have a Bishiv Vaisan? There were these troublemakers in our neighborhood, and Anoba Rachame Dele Musu, I daven that they should die, Vihibai Rachame Dele Hidru Betyofta, and she daven that they should be Chayzer Betshuva, she was able to overlook their Averis, Vahadru and the Taku were Chayzer Betshuva, so Mida Kenegamida, it's Bishus her specifically, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to Kaviyachul overlook our Averis and give us rain. Now says the Gemara, another story about a different grandchild of Chayni Amagel, is Chanan Anechba Barbarte de Chayni Amagel Avo. He was a grandchild, a son of a daughter of Chayni Amagel, and Ki Mitzvah Amo Lemitra, once again, when the world needed rain, have a Mishaji Rabbanan Yenuke de Beirav Ligabe. So the Rabbanan would send the children from the yeshiva, send these little children to Chanan Anechba. They would hold on to the bottom of his frack, Va'amrulein, they would say to him, tugging at his frack, Abba, Abba, Havon Mitra, give us rain. Amar Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sechanan HaNechba, would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he would experience this, and he would say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Asei B'Shil Eilu Shein Makirin Bein Abba D'Yohev Mitra L'Abba D'Lo Yohev Mitra, give us rain b'schus these young children, that they don't know the difference between an Abba who gives rain, you, and an Abba who doesn't give rain, me. They think as if I can give them rain, they're so innocent, such pure little children, so give us rain b'schus these children. Now, Vamai Karli, Chanan HaNechba, why do they call him Chanan HaNechba? He would hide his tzitkos, he would hide in a bathroom, and therefore he got this name Chanan HaNechba. Now Amar Lei Rabbi Zreika L'Rav Safra, Rabbi Zreika said to Rav Safra, Tochazi ma ben tekifei d'Arid Yisrael l'chasidei de Bavel. Look at the difference between the strong ones in Arid Yisrael and the Chasidim of Bavel. Chasidei de Bavel, Rav Huna, Rav Chista. The Chasidim of Bavel refers to Rav Huna and Rav Chista, Ki ava mitzrach amal mitra, when the world needed rain, so Amri, they would say to each other, Nikanif Adon, let's get together and let's daven. So you see, they needed both of their tzchusim, two people, not just an individual. They needed two people together to daven. And after the meratzia, Kadosh Baruch Hu diyase mitra, and they said maybe we'll appease Hashem and we'll make it rain. But they needed them both together. And a second thing you see from this is that they didn't hide the fact that they were davening. It doesn't say that they hid. So it was two people, and they didn't hide it. They did it publicly, as opposed to takifei d'arid Yisrael kigun Rabbi Yoinam. Avuad Rabbi Mane. Takifid Arad Yisrael refers to someone like Rabbi Yoina, the father of Rabbi Mane, who was about to see, number one, he davened by himself, he didn't need the schus of someone else, and number two, he hid the fact that he davened, he even hid it from his own family. Says the Gemara, that Kiava Mitrach, Alma Lamitra, when the world needed rain, Hava Ayol Abese, he went into his house, he would go into his house, Va'amar Luhu, and he would tell his family, Havli Gualki, give me my sacks, so I could go, Va'ezo Va'isili Bezuzi Ibura, and I'll go take a zoz, and I'll go buy some grain. And Kiava Nafik Libura, when he got outside, Azo V'koi Beduchta Mikta, he would go and daven in a low place. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, you're supposed to daven from a low place, Mima Makim Kerasicha Hashem, from the depths, I call out to Hashem, V'koi Beduchta Tzniya, and he would stand in a private place that nobody would see him, Umekasi Besaka, he would cover himself with sackcloth, Ubayi Rachame, he would daven V'asi Mitra, and it would rain. So then Kiava Asi Lebese, when he got back to his house, his family would say to him, I see Maribura, the new, did you buy the grain? And Amar Luhud, he said to them, Amina, that no, I figured to myself, Hail Vasa Mitra, Hashta Revach Alma, that no, now that it's raining, there's going to be plenty in the world, the grain's going to go down in price, I figured let's save the zoos, I'll buy some later. But the point is that you see, first of all, he davened by himself, and second of all, the fact that he hid it, he even hid it from his own family. Now we mentioned this, Rabbi Yoina, who was the father of Ramani, now the Gemara tells us about Ramani. Vesu Rabbi Mani Bray. The Gemara tells us a story now about Rabbi Mani, his son, the son of Rabbi Yoina, Havukamitzaru le debay Nasiya. The family of the Nasi, they were bothering him, so Ishtata Chakivri Davua, so he went and he davened by his father's kever, Rabbi Yoina's kever, and Amar Le, and he said to him, Abba Abba, Hani Mitzaru li. He said, these people are bothering me. Yoimachai, one day, Havukachalfi Hasam, so the family of the Nasi were traveling on top of the cave where Rabbi Yoina was buried, and Imkud Karu, this was Fasayu, and the feet of their horses got stuck in the ground, Adika Bilu Alaidloikamitsarule, until they were makabo on themselves that they're not gonna bother Rabbi Mani anymore. Vesu Rabbi Mani, another story with Rabbi Mani, Havashriach Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. He was commonly found by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, who, as we're about to see, had a tremendous kayach atfila. Amar Lei, and Rabbi Mani says to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, Atire de Bechami Kamitsaruli, the wealthy family members by my in-laws, they're bothering me because they have so much money, so they're chepering me. So Amar, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv said, Lianu, they should become poor, Vianu, and the Taka became poor. Amar Kadachkuli, so then Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, now they're bothering me because they're poor, and they're bothering me about the fact that they don't have money. So Amar, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv said, Liatru, they should become wealthy, Viatru, they became wealthy. Amar, Rabbi Mani says to him, Loi mekabli alai inchi basi, that I'm having problems with my wife, she's not very attractive, and it's causing problems. So Amar Le, Mashima, so he says to him, what's her name? Chana. He says, Chana is her name. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv says, Tisiapi Chana. Chana should become beautiful. Penisiapo, she became beautiful. Amar Le, Rabbi Mani says back to him, Kaminagdra Olai. Sometime later, he comes back and he says, now she's bossing me around, because now that she's attractive, so now she became a Baal Gaiva, and she's bossing me around. So Amar Le, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv said, Ihachi Tachzer Chana Lishachurisa. She should go back to her ugliness. And she went back to her ugliness. Now says the Gemara, and we'll conclude with this. There were two Talmidim that were in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, and Amru Le, they say to him, we heard you have a tremendous kayach atfila, daven for us that we should become exceedingly wise. Amar Lehu, at this point he says to them, that imi haisa shulachtia, that no, it was with me, I had this tremendous kayach atfila, I could daven for anything in the world that would happen, and it would happen, but I sent it away. The way the Bach, the Marsha explained, is because he felt that it wasn't right. Not to, this is already being matriach kaviyachol, being matriach hakadosh baruch hu. He felt it wasn't right, and that's not. He says that's not the way I'm naig anymore, and I let Hashem run the world.